Well, right in the studio in a big switcheroony, we have Richard Stockton, who is gearing up to... He didn't bring his banjo, just by the way, FYI. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, banjos are amazing. So, I left my banjo in the back seat of my car, you know, and it was a bad end of town.
You could run and get it if you wanted.
Well, no, actually, I came back to the car and the windows were smashed, and I looked in the back seat, and now there were three banjos in there, so
It must have all belonged to the banjo.
Jack, I got your banjo.
All three of them. Did you hear that story about the three roommates who all played the banjo?
Yeah, that sounds pretty scary. I like that.
Terrifying.
Well, I got vaccinated, so I have to be vaccinated to be in here?
Yes. Yeah, so step up, I got it for you right here.
Oh, you can vaccinate me.
Special case grade vaccination.
You know, so I was on the road. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Okay, so
go
I was ahead. So I was on the road, and I was up in Portland, Oregon, and the club was real close to this hospital that would give a dispensary joint to if you got vaccinated. Isn't that amazing?
That's a really good idea. I bet you got a lot of clientele that would ordinarily be somewhat leery of the process, but after they got their prize first before they got their vaccination.
I don't know. Well, I got vaccinated 7 times, so...
That's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
It was the weed. It was the weed.
I'm back. You again?
No, it's different... I think I'm feeling a little... Yeah.
Yeah, I need to protect myself. I'm going on a long airplane flight. Yeah. Mm. So you have a new show, a comedy and story evening with Richard Stockton, and it's titled The Grandpappy Skunk.
What
does it all mean? So this is happening
Saturday. A week from tomorrow at the Coralitas Cultural Center.
That's right.
I'm going to be with Roy Zimmerman on Friday night at the Cuomba on the 22nd.
So. Love that guy.
Oh, man. We need that guy.
We do. He's been such a stalwart. You know, he was producing music throughout the pandemic and throughout crazy election season.
Vote him away. Wasn't that amazing?
Vote him away. I can pull that up on my... you want to... Tell a story. I'll find that. So when we take our break, we can listen to Roy Zimmerman, who's one of my favorite.
He'll be at the Cuomba next Friday. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us what is Grandpappy Skunk anyway?
Grandpappy Skunk. Well, I used to live in Seabright. And I was walking down the street one day on Seabright Avenue, and this fastidiously buttoned up, well-heeled woman, she's carrying a tiny dog, right? Not from Santa Cruz, okay? She stops me and she says, "Excuse me, sir, do you live here?" And I said, "Yes, I do, ma'am. How may I help you?" And I said, "Well, I love Santa Cruz." She goes, "I love Santa Cruz, but everywhere I go here, I smell skunks. And I don't see them, but I smell them. And I don't understand it." And I said, "Yeah, well, they're shy. They like to stay in the backyard, you know." And so Steve Palopoli asked me, he's hearing me tell this story. And he goes, "So, Stockton, what are you going to do for this article I want you to write for Cannabis Chronicle?" And I go, "Oh, well... I moved into an Airstream trailer on Wayne's farm in Coralitos, and I didn't know it at the time, but Coralitos and the South Santa Cruz is the epicenter of skunk and haze development. This is way over my head. I didn't know this. But so my landlord, Wayne, he keeps babbling on some story about some seeds he froze. And I go, "Yeah, and stoner babble, right? Yeah, we're getting too high." And here he goes on his seeds. And he keeps talking about some guy named Sam the Skunk Man. I mean, that doesn't, you know what? So I start checking it out a little bit, Wayne's seeds and Sam the Skunk Man. And it turns out Wayne's story is true. What most people don't know is that a long time ago in Santa Cruz, skunk was developed here. It's now this huge global there was a thousand different forms of it now, all kinds of things. But so I'm checking out Wayne's story and I'm going, okay, this is a real thing. This guy's so Wayne, here's a story. Here's how it goes. He bought in 1978 100 seeds from a fellow.